Last time we started discussing the concept of Kiddush Bayom, reciting Kiddush on Shabbos by day. And we mentioned that even if Kiddush Balayla is Daraisa, which it certainly is, the Gemara in Brochus writes that explicitly, but Kiddush Bayom is only the Rabbanan, despite the fact that the Gemara and Daf Kuvav in Psachim seems to bring a Mokar from the Pasuk for Kiddush Bayom. It's just an Asmachta Ba'am. We mentioned that the Ran here in Psachim has two approaches as to how to understand the nature of this din of Kiddush Bayom. The first day in the Ran assumes that Kiddush Bayom is a zecher to Kiddush Balayla. Chazal didn't want it to be only a Kiddush Balayla, they wanted it to be a Kiddush Bayom as well. So they made a zecher that you recite a Bar Piagofen. There's really nothing more to the Kiddush Me'ikar Adin. We know we recite extra psukim, there's a minig, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a minig to recite extra psukim. I talk about Shabbos a little bit. But fundamentally, Kiddush Bayom is just a Bar Piagofen as a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. So we pick the Tchilas HaKiddush. Tchilas HaKiddush is always a Bar Piagofen, so that's what Chazal chose for the Kiddush Bayom. They don't want to say too much in the Kiddush Bayom so that it's clear that the Kiddush Balayla is Mochosh. That's the first day in the Ran. And then the second day in the Ran says something a little bit different, which we explain based on the other Rishonim. The second day in the Ran assumes that Kiddush Bayom really doesn't have a din Kiddush at all. It's not a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. It's a new mitzvah. It's a totally different mitzvah. Kiddush Balayla is a din Kiddush, that it's either to be Mekadosh the Shabbos, as the Ramban writes, that we should have a Maisa Mekadosh, even though the Kiddush of Shabbos is Kfi of a Kaimet, exists without us expressing that Kiddusha, but just like the Kiddush Bezdin of Yovel and the Kiddush of the Bechor, we're supposed to express that Kiddusha. Or we're supposed to express Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush of Shabbos. The Rambam learns that the nature of Kiddush Balayla is that we're supposed to express the Kiddush of Shabbos and the difference between Shabbos and all the other days of the week. So that's Kiddush Balayla. But the second day in the Ran holds that Kiddush Bayom is not there, is not a din Kiddush, but rather the idea is to be koveya the Suda of Shabbos on Yayin. To be koveya Sudoso ala Yayin, we say a Bar Piagofen at the beginning of the Suda. And in fact, it could be that to achieve that purpose, you don't have to say a Bar Piagofen at the beginning of the Suda. Even if you say a Bar Piagofen in the middle of the Suda, that's a Kfiyas Suda Layayin also, perhaps. Why should you be Kaveya the Suda Layayin? So we said that the Iri explains that the idea is when you're Kaveya the Suda Layayin, you give a Chashivas to the Suda. And we want to give a Chashivas to Suda Shabbos, so therefore we make a Bar Piagofen before the Suda, in the middle of the Suda, that gives a chashivas to the Suda. So then we pointed out that there are many different afghanim and many different issues that might hinge on this question these 2 days. And we started the job yesterday. I want to complete our discussion today. First of all, we said, how many Sudas require Yayin Bayom? Do you have to be Mekadesh before or during each and every Suda that you eat Bayom? The second Suda of Shabbos, the third Suda of Shabbos, maybe even if you have another Suda, you should be Koveya that ala Yayin too. But we say no, that the idea of Kiddush Bayom is to be Koveya the second Suda ala Yayin. You have to say Kiddush before the second Suda, I should say. So if you hold that the Kiddush Bayom is just a Zecha to the Kiddush Balayla, so then you only have to be Mekadosh before the second Suda. Just like you Mekadosh Pamachas Balayla, you Mekadosh Pamachas Bayom, Vesulo Midin, that's it. But if you assume that the idea is to be koveya the Suda Layayin, so then Ken Zayin, right? It's quite possible that you really should say a Bar Piagofen in each and every Suda. You might not even have to say the Bar Piagofen before the Suda. Maybe you could say a Bar Piagofen in the middle of the Suda. And that's talking about what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that you should be koveya all the three Sudas on Yayin, but he only mentions this idea of making Kiddush, of saying the Bar Piagofen before the Suda by the Suda Shnia. Because the Rambam presumably holds of both halachas, as we explained. The Rambam could say that there is a concept of Kiddush Bayom that zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, so for that you have to taka make Kiddush before the Suda. That's for the Suda Shnia. Pamachas Bayom, just like Pamachas Balayla. But then the Rambam holds that you'd have to be koveya the Suda Layayin, every Suda Bayom, not just the second Suda. That's why he says that each and every Suda you should have Yayin, even for Suda Shlishas as well. But that's not Al Tzadin Kiddush, but rather it's to be koveya the Suda Layayin. For that, the Rambam holds that you could be koveya even in the middle. And then we said that another nafkamina could be the Issa Te'ima. The Rambam says that one is not allowed to be toim before Kiddush Bayom, just like he's not allowed to be toim before Kiddush Balayla. The Ravid argues, what's the machloka? So we said, l'chor, this is dependent on that the same issue. The Rambam holds that Kiddush Bayom is a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. So just like there's an Issa Te'ima before the Kiddush Balayla, even though there's no Issa Te'ima before doing any other mitzvah, but in the case of Shabbos, Shabbos is Koveya Le'inyan Kiddush, so even a Te'ima has a din of an Achilas Keva, so therefore one is not allowed to even be Torah, because that would be like an Achilas Keva before the Kiddush. But the Ravid argues. Why does the Ravid argue? So the Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava and all the Mefarim Meiri, they all explain that if you assume that Kiddush Bayom is to be Kaveh the Suda Layayin, so then it doesn't really matter if you're Toyim. You could be Toyim beforehand, but you'll still, when you eat the Suda, you'll be Kaveh Alayayin. So there shouldn't be any problem. If you hold that the idea of Kiddush Bayom is a Zechet and the Kiddush Balayla, so obviously the same Issa Te'ima that exists Balayla before Kiddush will exist Bayom before Kiddush as well. It's interesting that so many of the Rishonim that we saw actually seem to paskin like the Ravid. The Maram Chalava and the Rabbeinu David and Meiri, they all ask on the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that there's an Issa Te'ima? You know, what's this? This Kiddush is not about a Zechet to the Kiddush Balayla. It's to be Koveh the Suda Alayayin. So that they all disagree with the Rambam. We have a Chevel Rishonim, a group of at least four Rishonim that seem to disagree with the Rambam, and yet the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph says that Kiddush Bayom, you have to be careful that in Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda, even for Kiddush Bayom, it's also to be Toen before Kiddush Bayom. So even though we have all these other Rishonim that are disagreeing with the Rambam, apparently the Shulchan Aruch felt that the Rambam carries the day. He says, if you look in the Beis Yosef, he says that the Rambam holds it in Issa Te'ima, and the Magid Mishnah is Docha the Ravid, he says, and he just leaves it at that. It sounds like the Beis Yosef, and later in Shulchan Aruch, he prefers the Rambam because the Magid Mishnah didn't think that the Ravid's Taina was so compelling. It's interesting, though, because we have so many Rishonim that seem to follow the Ravid and they argue with the Rambam. But okay, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. We did mention that there is one exception, that sometimes Te'ima before Kiddush Bayom could be permissible. And that is, a person can drink a little bit of Mayim in the morning before Tefillah. That's what the Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, did. Why is that? So we said the Mishnah Berurah explains that since it's not a Zman of Suda, you can't have at least Mizonos, you certainly can't have Pas. We'll talk about what Kiddush Makom Suda means. According to some Shittas, even Mizonos could be Kiddush Makom Suda. But you can't have a Mizonos before davening. So since you can't have a Mizonos, it's not a Zman that's Roy L'Suda, so if it's not a Zman that's Roy for Kiddush, so that's why you can drink without the Kiddush. Even if we pass like the Rambam, there's an Issa Te'ima before Kiddush Bayom, but you can drink, you can have a Shahakol before the Tefillah, by day, because it's not a Zman that's Roy for Kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha adds that someone who's Chola Shliba, who has to have Mizonos, so for him, since it is a Zman that's Roy for Suda, so then he really should be Mekadosh before him. So I mentioned at the end of Shia that the Mishnah Berurah's Shita is not completely compound. There are some that actually disagree. So I looked yesterday again, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes a group of Achronim. If you look in the footnotes, he has many Achronim that argue with the Mishnah Berurah, who say that, what are you going to tell me? That this individual has to eat Mizonos. The doctors say that he has to have Mizonos before davening. It's not good for him not to have Mizonos until later in the day. So if he has to have Mizonos, so then he should be Mekadosh. But the doctor never said that he has to have wine, or he has to have grape juice before the meal. Stoma not, right? Even if he has to eat and he has to eat Mizonos, he can have Mizonos and he can have apple juice. He doesn't need to have yayin. He doesn't need to have grape juice. So what's the heter to do that? What, to have a mashke choshev before tefillah? What's the heter to do that? To drink wine or to have grape juice or something like that? There's no heter. So what are you going to tell me? Well, if he can have Mizonos, so now it's his man haroi l'suda, so now he should make Kiddush because they Kiddush shalav b'makom suda. Yeah, but it turns out that because of this chumrah, it's going to lead to a kula. You want to be machmer to say that it's his man that's right for Kiddush, so now he should be Mekadosh and he should drink wine or drink grape juice in order to say Kiddush, but what's the heter to do that before davening? So they suggest that any Mizonos that you're going to have before davening, that's not your suda anyway. It's just a te'ima ba'alma. It's not a real Suda. Okay, on Shabbos, that might be called an Achila B'Kviyos, but that's not your Ika Suda. So it's not your Ika Suda. They feel like it's better not to make Kiddush. Don't make Kiddush, just have the Mizonos. You're doing it L'Tzorech Refuah, so you can have a Mizonos. That's not really considered a Suda. It's not really a Zman HaRoy L'Suda, because that's not really the Ika Suda that you're going to have. You're going to have a Suda's Pas later. So because it's not the Ika Suda, and it's a Shaila whether you're really allowed to have the wine or the grape juice before davening anyway, because that's a Mashke Choshev, and for Refuah purposes, it's not really necessary. So a whole group of Achronim Taka argue with the Bir Halacha, and they say better not. It's better not to make Kiddush by day, even if you have to have Mizonos, I guess if you have to have a suda of pas, then everything would be different. But, you know, that's not going to happen in most circumstances. So if all you need is just a mezonos, even though normally we wouldn't have a mezonos before davening, but if that's what you need, that's what the doctor says that you need, so a whole group of achronim say that you probably should not make kiddush and just have the mezonos, and that's it. And that's it, and then you'll make kiddush when you'll reach the zman that's where the suda, actually. Okay, so these are two nafkamina to this question as to how to understand kiddush bayom. Another nafkamina that's mentioned by the Rishonim even is the question of noshim. Are women obligated in kiddush bayom? Who mentions that? Which Rishon mentions that? Did you see? You see anyone? Sorry? Maram Chalava, exactly. The Maram Chalava, back in packet 4, Maram Chalava talks about the Issa Te'ima, and then he links in to Noshim. Ben David doesn't mention Noshim. Maram Chalava, here on page 6, so he writes, Haramban Zalkos, he means Harambam Kosov, right? Harambam Zalkosov, Sha'osa Litom Klum Kodim Kiddush Zesh, Yom Kemo Bekiddush Halayla. We mentioned yesterday that this is a Pleitas HaKulmis. He doesn't mean the Ramban, he means the Rambam. Ve'enam Uchuvri, he says, I don't think the Rambam is right. The Ainza Kiddush Mamish, Shekhar Niskadish, Hayom Pamacha, Azlamatzinu, Lekiddush Bezdin, Lelailu, Leyom. He makes the comment that we said that Daniel quoted from the Ramban Ala Torah. That we don't find the Kiddush of Bezdin for Yovel more than once. The same thing over here. We shouldn't have more than one time. Well, what's this idea? Ella she'achachamim tiknu l'tvos sudoso al hayayin u'masbechinu le'akra. Chazal say that you should be kover the sud al hayayin. It's not smachta, it's a din rabban. Avo midrabbanon hu. Hilkoch mutu l'tom. Zok demaram chalava, since it's only midrabbanon, I think it's mutu to be tom. Umino nami, he adds the noshim peturos umeno for the same reason. I think noshim should be exempt. Kevin da eno elo midrabon, since the kiddush is only midrabonon, so I think noshim should be exempt from the kiddush bayom. The Mishnah Bura in Simin Reish Pei Tes Sivav quotes those who are chokim. Mishnah Bura, he doesn't quote the Maram Chalava. The Mishnah Bura. What page is the Mishnah Berurah on? Oh, page 13. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says, V'shlo yitom kodem lo, V'gama anoshim shayochim b'inyin zeh, the komili d'shabes ish v'ish ha'shavim. Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, from the... some Achronim there. Right? That even noshim achayiv in this mitzvah, because kol mili d'shabes ish v'ish ha'shavim. We know that noshim and anoshim are hukshu zeh lo zeh l'chol mili d'shabes. How are noshim and anoshim compared? Where do we find that noshim are obligated in yonim of Shabbos? So that's the Gemara and Brachas that we had, the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amid Beis. That noshim chayavas bekiddush hayom dvar Torah, because kol sheyeshno b'shmir yeshno b'schira, noshim are obligated in the mitzvahs lo sasei of Shabbos, they're obligated in the mitzvahs sasei of Shabbos as well. So come these achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and say that why shouldn't noshim be obligated in kiddush bayom? It's doch part of Zohar. So Zohar v'sham v'dibur yachan emru, the yeshno b'shmir, the yeshno b'zchir, so of course they should be shy at the kiddush bayom. They should be shy at the kiddush bayom. So what's the machlokas? Maram Chalava assumes that they're potter, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim who say that they should be chayiv. What's this machlokas? Why should they be chayiv? So the Birkas Avram, here in Pesachim, Adav Kovav explains that he thinks that they argue about the nature of the din of Kiddush Hayom. That if Kiddush Bayom, not the nature of the din of Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom means Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush Hayom often refers to Kiddush Balayla. But Kiddush Bayom means the daytime Kiddush. So Zok the Birkas Avram, if Kiddush Bayom has a din Kiddush, if it's like the first day in the Ran, the Kiddush Bayom is a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, so then it makes sense that Noshim Achayavos, there should be no difference between Kiddush Bayom as opposed to Kiddush Balayla. If Kol sheyeshno b'shmir yeshno b'zchir is mechayev women, dvar Torah, they have a chiyuv min haTorah in Kiddush b'layla, so then they should have a chiyuv min haTorah in Kiddush b'yom, even though it's a mitzvah, say, shazman grama, and noshim normally have turos if it the mitzvah is man grama, but here, shazach v'shama trumps the rule of mitzvah, say, shazman grama. But if we assume that Kiddush b'yom is just a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not a zechet to the Kiddush ba'layla. It's stam a mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah to be kovei the suda alayayin, to be kovei all the sudas of Shabbos alayayin. So zok the birkas avram, then it's mistaber that we go back to the old rule that noshim apotef a mitzvah sei shazman grama. And this is a mitzvah sei shazman grama. I zochav a shama b'divrei echad emru. No, but this is not shayach to kol sheyeshna b'shira v'yeshna b'zechira. If we assume it's just a mitzvah ba'alma, so then why should I connect this to the hekesh of zochav a shama? We should apply the regular din that if it's a mitzvah sei shazman grama, the noshim should be pteros. So that's why noshim. That's why the Maram Chalava holds that noshim apturas from kiddush bayam. That's how the birkas avram wants to explain this machlokas. Efrain.
Even according to the second opinion, that Kiddush is this new invention, shouldn't we say called Tikkun or Banakain Darais? Tikkun, they should be Chayef, even in the garden.
So apparently, what the Birkas Avraham is assuming is that we don't say called Tikkun or Banakain Darais Tikkun over here. We don't necessarily say that. That kol sheyeshna b'shmi yeshna b'zchira applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, mitzvahs asei derabbanan of Shabbos. Maybe it applies to Kiddush, but maybe it doesn't apply to mitzvahs asei derabbanan of Kiddush. To mitzvahs asei derabbanan of Shabbos. What should be another nafkamina to that shaila? Can you think of another mitzvahs asei that's very similar to Kiddush balayla that maybe noshim should be pturas from? You think of something? Havdalah. We'll see later, Mitzvah Shem, there are some shittas that hold that women are pturas from Havdalah. That because it's only the Rabbanan, we don't apply Zachar V'Sham. So they seem to be invoking this idea that maybe even something that's very close to Kiddush, I mean, Havdalah and Kiddush could be Mamash Hayinu Hach. Now it could be the same idea. Certainly, according to the Rambam, it seems like it's the same idea. And yet, because Havdalah might only be the Rabbanan, the Rambam happens to hold Havdalah is the Raisa. But if you'll say Havdalah is the Rabbanan, there are those that claim that Hashem Taka should be pturas. It's a das yachid. We don't, you know, I mean, the Rambam quotes it. It's not a das yachid that didn't make it to the books. But it would seem as though that shita is saying that Zachar V'Shama doesn't necessarily apply to all mitzvahs asei of Shabbos. If it's a mitzvah asei d'rabbanan, then maybe it shouldn't apply. I thought you were going to say something different, Ephraim. You could say that even if Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalav and Meiri, even if they're all right that Kiddush Bayom is just to be koveya the Suda Layayin, it's not a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, but nevertheless, maybe Noshim should still be Chayavas. Right? Maybe the rule of Zachar V'Shamar should apply. Why should I say Zachar V'Shamar does not apply? What, just because it's not a mitzvah say of Kiddush? Right? It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah say of Kiddush, so somehow the rule of Zachar V'Shamar doesn't apply. We find precedent that by other mitzvahs of Shabbos, maybe the rule of Zachar V'Shamar does apply. Which precedent do we find? Which mitzvahs am I referring to?
Shalosh
Shudas, Suda Shabbos, right? That's the famous Ran that we talked about this year, right? The Ran, this is moving to packet number 5. The Ran in Shabbos, and Daphne Dalit Amad Aleph and Daphne Arif, he quotes Rabbi Natan, because of Rabbi Natan Zal, the Noshim Chayavas Begimel Sudas, V'chein Nami Levtzoah Shteki Karos, She'afin Hoyu B'nei Saman. Rabbi Natan says that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos, even Shalashudis, because Afin Hoyu B'nei Saman. Okay, they were included in the Neis of the Mon, so therefore they're included in the remembrance of the Neis of the Mon. Zog the Ranvein Sorech, you don't need Afin Hoyu B'nei Saman. Shebechol Maise Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shoven, Kedi Afinim Yizachav V'Shomer, Es Yeshna V'Shmir Yeshna V'Zchira, U'Bechlal Zahavi Kol Chiyuve Shabbos. Dr. Ran, we know this Hekesh of Zachav V'Shomer, Kol Sheyeshna V'Shmir Yeshna V'Zchira. So if that applies to Kiddush Balayla, if that applies to Kiddush, Noshim Chayos V'Kiddush Yom V'Vartor, like the Gemara says in Brochus and Avchavs, that should apply to Suda Shabbos as well. Why Dafka Kiddush, says the Ran? L'chor, that should apply to every mitzvah of Shabbos. Is Zohar only referring to Kiddush? No, it's just a paradigm. Kiddush is a paradigm of a mitzvah say of Shabbos. And women who are obligated in all the mitzvahs lo say of Shabbos are obligated in the mitzvahs say of Shabbos too. So if that can apply to Kiddush Balayla, it can apply to Suda Shabbos as well. Why doesn't the Rabbeinu Tam argue with the Ran? And he says, no, that's not a good enough svar. I have to mention Afen Hoyu B'nei Saman. So the Chora, what the Rabbeinu Tam is arguing about is on this point, Gufa. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, maybe Zohar V'Shamar, Kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'zchira does not apply to all mitzvah of Shabbos. Maybe it only applies to Kiddush. Why should it only apply to Kiddush? So he mentioned from the Rav, and maybe the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there's a link between Kiddush and Shmira. There's a link between Kiddush and the mitzvah of Lo Sasei. Maybe the goal of Kiddush is to is to describe, is to explain that my shvisa from Malacha is not just because I'm lazy, but my shvisa is because of Shabbos. Maybe the goal of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to make my shvisa into a shvisa hanikeres, that it's recognizable that I'm being shoves lechvot Shabbos. So if that's the case, then there's a very strong linkage between Kiddush and the Issa Malacha. So it's not just a general hekesh of Zocha v'Shomar. Shomar, the mitzvahs lo seder Shabbos, are hukshu to all mitzvahs aseh Shabbos. No, it's dafka, perhaps it's dafka hukash to Kiddush, because the whole goal of Kiddush is to define that my Issa Malacha is l'shem Kiddush Shabbos. But maybe that doesn't apply to Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos has nothing to do with defining what my Issa Malacha is all about. So it could be that's what the Rabbeinu Tam has in mind. But the Ran argues, the Ran says that Zocha v'Shomar tells me that Noshim are obligated in all mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, not just Kiddush, but even the mitzvah asay of Suda Shabbos as well. So it could be that according to the Ran, we have a very simple way to explain why Noshim should be chayavas and Kiddush bayom. Right? Even if the Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalav, and the Meiri and the Ravid are right, even if we'll say that the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush bayom is not like Kiddush balayla, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not a zecher to Kiddush Balayla. No, it's a mitzvah ba'alma to be kaver to the Shabbos al hayayin. But nevertheless, noshim should be chayavas. It's man grama. No, but perhaps Zocha v'Shomar connects shmira to all mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. Noshim that are yeshna v'shmira are shayach to Zocha, das mein, that means that they're shayach to all mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. Not just the Kiddush Balayla, but to Suda Shabbos as well, like the Ran, and maybe to Kiddush Bayom as well, even if Kiddush Bayom doesn't have a din of Kiddush. Even if it doesn't have a din of Kiddush, the reality is that it is a mitzvah say of Shabbos, and if you hold that Zocha v'Shomar compares Shmira to Zechira, and it's Mechai of women, because the Yeshno v'Shmira, the Yeshno v'Zechira, the Yeshno in all mitzvah say of Shabbos, then even if Kiddush Bayom is not a din of Kiddush, nevertheless, it's no different than Suda Shabbos. If Noshim Achayavah is a Suda Shabbos because Ish v'Ish Shavin based on Zocha v'Shomar, then Lechora they should be chayev in Kiddush Bayom as well. Even if you'll tell me that Kiddush Bayom is just a mitzvah ba'alma, it's not a din Kiddush. Okay, so this is another way to explain the shittas of the Cholkin. Maram Chalav is clearly assuming two things, right? Maram Chalava, who says Noshim are potter from Kiddush Bayom, he's assuming first of all that Kiddush Bayom is not a din Kiddush, but rather it's just to be koveya the suda layayin. And secondly, he's assuming that Zocha v'Shomar is a hekesh that compares Shmira to Zechira only regarding Kiddush, something that has a din of Kiddush, which means Kiddush balayla. But since Kiddush bayom is just a mitzvah ba'alma, for that, we're not going to compare Shmira to Zechira. That will be more similar to Suda Shabbos, to other mitzvahs of Shabbos. And maybe you only compare Shmira to Zechira to be mechayev women for Kiddush, but all other mitzvahs say, we assume that since there's man grama, Noshim should be peturos from those mitzvahs. Those who are cholek would assume that either you misunderstood the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom altogether, and Kiddush Bayom really is a zechet to the Kiddush Balayla, so the zechet to the Kiddush Balayla has the same dinim as Kiddush Balayla, kol sheyeshna b'shur yeshna b'schira, or even if you'll say that Kiddush Bayom is not a zechet to the Kiddush Balayla, it's just a mitzvah ba'alma, but maybe Nashim Ataka Chayolis in all mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, because Zocha v'Shomar applies not just to Kiddush, but to all mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, so even if Kiddush Bayom is just a mitzvah ba'alma, nevertheless Nashim are going to be Chayolis in that mitzvah as well. Okay, so that's nafkamina number three to this shaila. Possible nafkamina number three, at least according to the Birkas Avraham, it's a nafkamina. We said it's not such a nafkamina. Right? You could explain the machlokas in a different way. And finally, right, the fourth and final nafkamina that I'd like to share with you is the question of yotza motzi. Do we apply the principle of yotza motzi to Kiddush Bayom? I forgot to bring a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so we'll just do it bal peh. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah introduces us on Daf Chavtes to the principle of Yotza Motzi, that Kol HaMitzvos Kulon, Kol HaBrachos Kulon, Afo Bishi Yotza Motzi. That even if a person has already been Yotze his Chiyuv, or even if he's not being Yotze right now, he'll be Yotze later, he can be Motzi someone else. Because of the Din of Arvas, Kol Yisrael, Areven, Zebozech, everyone is Arev for everyone else, so if Reuven has not been Yotze his Chiyuv, even if Shimon has already been Yotze his Chiyuv, it's like Shimon has not been Yotze yet. So he's a mechuyav v'davar. He's mechuyav v'davar to be motzi Reuven. And this applies to Kiddush. To Kiddush balayla, let's say, that even someone has already been yotzei his chiv of Kiddush, nevertheless he can motzi someone else, he can motzi Eser Rabim, because Aval Bishiyotze Motzi. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in the Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet. The Rishonim have a debate. What's the din? What's the din of Kiddush Bayom? Do we say that Yotze Motzi even by Kiddush Bayom? Yotze Motzi by Kiddush Bayom. What is Kiddush Bayom? The whole thing is just a Bar Piyah Goffin. So what does Yotze Motzi mean? It means exactly that. Let's say someone makes a Bar Piyah Goffin. You know, he has a Kiddush after davening. It was a Simcha in the Shul, and they have a Kiddush. And he made a Bar Piyah Goffin, and he has a Mizonos. He's assuming that that's called Kiddush Rakam Suda. He's Yotze his Kiddush, and then he's eating. He goes on his merry way, and he's eating. And then someone comes in, and this individual can't have wine. He's allergic to wine or allergic to grape juice. He can't have wine. So he wants someone to make Kiddush for him. So can this individual who's already been Yotze Kiddush, can he make a Bar Piyah Goffin on behalf of this person? He doesn't need the Bar Piyah Goffin. He's drinking wine. He's drank wine for the Kiddush. He's drunk other wine. He doesn't need the Bar Piyah Goffin. So do we say that he can make a Bar Piyah Goffin for that individual or not? That's the shaila, right? Do we say Yotze Motzi by the Bar Piyah Goffin of Kiddush Bayom or not? When it comes to Kiddush Balayla, we do say Yotze Motzi. Even though Kiddush Balayla is composed of Mekadesh HaShabbos and Bar Piyah Goffin, there is a Birchas Hayayin, but there is a Birchas Hayom, but there's a Birchas Hayayin too. There is a Birchas Hanen in there. The halacha is that we say Yotze Motzi for that Bar Piyah Goffin. The question is, do we say Yotze Motzi for the Bar Piyah Goffin of Kiddush Bayom? So after all, you know, at first glance, you'd say, what's the difference? If you say Yotze Motzi for Bar Piyah Goffin of Kiddush Balayla, why shouldn't you say Yotze Motzi for Bar Piyah Goffin of Kiddush Bayom? So for that, you really have to look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes a shayla, right? Boy Rachva. Rachva is a shayla. What's the din of Birchas Alechem of Matzah and Birchas Hayayin of Kiddush? Now, we know when it comes to matzah on the Seder, so there are two brachas. There's a bracha l'achilas matzah, of course, on the Birchas HaMitzvah matzah, but there's a hamotzi too. There's a Birchas HaNenen also, just like Kiddush. Kiddush, you have Mekadesh HaShabbos, but you also have Bar Piyah Goffin. So the question that Rachva asks in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is, do we say Yotze Motzi by matzah, and do we say Yotze Motzi by Kiddush? What's the problem? Well, there's a Birchas HaNenen here. The rule is you don't say Yotze Motzi by Birchas HaNenen. You only say Yotze Motzi by Birchas HaMitzvahs. If I'm eating a Suda, let's say I made a Shahakol on a piece of meat, and then someone sits down next to me, and he wants me to make a Shahakol for him. Can I make a Shahakol for him? So the answer is no. We don't say Yotze Motzi, because the Hano'ah that I'm having is not a Dovah Shebechova. I'm not obligated to have that Hano'ah. And the other person is not obligated to have that Hano'ah. So we don't share a Chiyuv. If we don't share a Chiyuv, I can't be Motzi him. I can only be Motzi him in a Chiyuv if we both share that Chiyuv. Birchas HaNenen, even though there is a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, to make a Birchas HaNenen if you want to be Nene, but you're not Mechuyiv in that Hano'ah. So because you're not Mechuyiv to get that Hano'ah, so therefore we don't say Yotze Motzi by Birchas HaNenen. So comes Rachva and asks, well, what's the din if it's a Birchas HaNenen of Chova? Oh, so that's a little bit of a different Birchas HaNenen. There, I do have to get the Hano. I'm supposed to get the Hano. So because I'm supposed to get the Hano, maybe we should look at that bracha differently. Maybe we should say Yotze Motzi in such a case, or maybe we shouldn't. So his shaila is, what's his lashon in the Gemara? He says, Kevan l'chova hu mafik, odilma bracha lav chova hi. The bracha is not a chova. The bracha is a Birchas HaNenen, but it is a chova to say the bracha. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashma da'ama Rav Ashi, ki avina be'rav papi av mekadesh lo, v'chi hava osi arisi midabra av mekadesh lo. Rav Ashi says that Rav Papi was mekadesh for himself, and then when someone else came, he was mekadesh for him. So clearly, he assumed that we say Yotze Motzi even by the Bar Piyah Goffin of Kiddush. What's this talking about? Which Kiddush? Kiddush Balayla. He's talking about a regular Kiddush. Kiddush Balayla that has the bracha mekadesh HaShabbos, the Birchas Hayom, and it has the Birchas Hayayin too. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that we say Yotze Motzi by Kiddush, a Kiddush that has both the Birchas HaNenen and the Birchas HaMitzvah. So what's pshat? So comes Rashi there in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and says, I'll tell you what the pshat is. The pshat is, since this Birchas HaNenen is different, it's a Dovah Shebechova, the conclusion of the Gemara is that a Birchas HaNenen that's a Dovah Shebechova, we say Yotze Motzi for such a bracha. That's how Rashi understands. That the suffix in the Gemara was, should we claim that this Birchas HaNenen, since it's a Dovah Shebechova, will say Yotze Motzi? Or should we say that it's a Birchas HaNenen, and on any Birchas HaNenen, you would not say Yotze Motzi? So the maskana of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is we say Yotze Motzi, but this Birchas HaNenen, because it's a Dovah Shebechova. Comes the Ritva and says, no, that's not the conclusion of the Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is that this Birchas HaNenen is different than other Birchas HaNenen. Why is it different? A bari piagafen is a bari piagafen. Well, what's the difference between the two? So says the Ritva, I'll tell you what the difference is. What's the difference? Anyone? What's the difference? What's the difference? What is this? What's special about this brichas hanenin? It comes in conjunction with what? With the brichas hamitzvah too, Mordechai. Exactly. This is a brichas hanenin that you're reciting in conjunction with a brichas hamitzvah. Zok the Ritva, that's the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana, the shail of the Gemara was, this is on page 2 in packet number 5. He says, Midanina lo kidavina ba'amla v'myotza ina motzi da brocha gufa ba'amla lav chovehi. Should we say that this brichas hanenin is docha brichas hanenin? Ba'amla brichas hanenin is not a davar shebachova. So I should say over here that this brichas hanenin of Kiddush is the same, and there's no yotza motzi. Odilma came on the hash to chovehi, to lo sagid lo ochel matzah, v'lo makadish. This is the important addition. Not only do you have to eat, but you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha samitzvah over here. So it turns out that the bracha sanenin comes in conjunction with the bracha samitzvah. Maybe the bracha sanenin takes on the quality of the bracha samitzvah that it's coming in conjunction with. And what's the maskona, Zok the Ritva? Sh'avo b'shi yotzamotzi. We do say yotzamotzi here. Vein tzorech l'tom klam. Why? Sh'shnei ha-brochas al dover echad ul'hochi amina d'negureres birchas hanenin achar birchas chova lios kemoa. The yisod of the Gemara is not that a birchas hanenin shal chova will say yotzamotzi for. Dr. Ritva, the maskon of the Gemara, is that when a brichas hanenin comes in conjunction with a brichas hamitzvah, then it's nigrar acha brichas hamitzvah. So if we say yatzamotzi for the brichas hamitzvah, we'll say yatzamotzi for the brichas hanenin too. It's a different pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ritva. Rashi says that the maskon of the Gemara is that any time that you have a brichas hanenin shachova, we'll say yatzamotzi by that brichas hanenin. Comes the Ritva and says, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that when you have a brichas hanenin that comes together with a brichas hamitzvah, it's a package deal. So if we say yatzamotzi for the brichas hamitzvah, we'll say yatzamotzi for the brichas hanenin as well. What's the nafkamina between the Ritva and Rashi? It's not the same thing, right? It's a bar piagofen. I mean, it's kiddush. They're just giving different svaras to the same idea. It's a big nafkamina. The nafkamina is, let's say you have a brichas hanenin shalchova that doesn't come in conjunction with a brichas hamitzvah. According to Rashi, that's still a brichas hanenin shalchova, so we'll say yatzavotzi by that brichas hanenin. But according to the Ritva, if it doesn't come in conjunction with the brichas hamitzvah, we won't say yatzavotzi by such a brichas hanenin. Because it can't be nigrar after any other brichas hamitzvah. Just because it's a brichas hanenin shalchova is not enough to say yatzavotzi. It has to be nigrar after the brichas hamitzvah. What's the case where the brichas hanenin doesn't come in conjunction with the brichas hamitzvah? What's the case? Zum chever. What's the case? Kiddush bayom, right? Kiddush bayom is the example. Kiddush bayom, you make a bar piagafen, there is no brichas hamitzvah. So according to Rashi, l'chora, we should say yotzamotzi even by kiddush bayom, because since the bar piagafen is a davar shebechova, it doesn't matter that it's not coming in conjunction with the brichas hamitzvah. We'll say yotzamotzi anyway. According to the Ritva. We shouldn't say yatzamotzi. Why? Because it's not coming in conjunction with the birchas hamitzvah. So if it doesn't come in conjunction with the birchas hamitzvah, so then it can't be nigrar after the birchas hamitzvah, so we wouldn't say yatzamotzi for that birchas hanenim. This question as to whether we say yatzamotzi for kiddush bayom is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef, in Simen Reishai and Gimel Sif Dalet, in the Torah, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai, who says that we don't say yatzamotzi. Miu kosav a Mordechai perak abipsachim the kiddush to shachris and yochel lahotzi achem and humesana kevashenu mevarich lebrichas hanenin levad. If it's only brichas hanenin, there's no yatzamotzi. Avol Rabbeinu Yerucham kosav b'chelik aleph b'chava odom b'chava. That's the Rabbeinu Yerucham sefer. Shava b'she'eno mevarich lebrichas hanenin kevin mishum mitzvah lekadosh mevarich motzi asachir. Rabbi Yerucham says that since you're doing it mitam mitzvah, we do say yotzamotzi. Interesting. He doesn't quite say the Ritva's svar. He seems to be saying you're doing it alza chova. If you're doing it mitam chova, then we would say yotzamotzi. Oh, he's invoking Rashi, right? He's saying that as long as you have a birchas hanen and shalchova, so then we'll say yatzamotzi. The Mordechai who says that you don't say yatzamotzi, ken zayin, you could say he's holding like the Ritva, that since it doesn't come in conjunction with the birchas hanen, so we're not going to say yatzamotzi for the birchas hanen. That's certainly one way to explain, right? But that's all assuming, like the Rabbeinu David. The way that we've explained this machlokes, where the yotza motzi applies to kiddush bayom, we talk a paskin in the Ramah, like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? Paskin in the Ramah, what is this Ramah? Find the Ramah. Oh, found the Ramah. Page 4. The Ramah adds, Afilu bekiddush shel yom b'shachris b'shabes mutar la'asos kein. You can use yotza motzi even for kiddush bayom. Rabbeinu Yerucham u'beis Yosef b'shem Arif v'harosh, etc. Right, so the Ramah paskins against the Mordechai. So how can you say yotza motzi? So Poshup Shad, you'd say, like Rashi. Right, you'd say that he holds like Rashi, that any birchas hanenin that's davar shebechova, we'll say yatzamotzi for that birchas hanenin. Because any bracha shechova, we say yatzamotzi for. The cholkim, the Mordechai and others, you'd say, would hold like the Ritva. You'd say would hold like the Ritva. That we only say yatzamotzi if the birchas hanenin comes in conjunction with the birchas hamitzvah. But here, since it doesn't come in conjunction, the Ritva presumably would hold. The Ritva presumably would hold that we don't say Yotza Motzi. So the Lechora, that's what the Mordechai would be saying. Because the Ritva would hold that you don't say Yotza Motzi in this case. But as I said, that's really only assuming like the Rabbeinu David. If you assume that Kiddush Bayom is its own independent mitzvah, so then I understand that the shailas to whether you say Yotza Motzi or not is a function of whether you say Yotza Motzi when the Birchas Hanen doesn't come in conjunction with the Birchas HaMitzvah. Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is basically to be kover the Suda Alayayin. The mitzvah is to recite a Birchas Hanen. That's what the mitzvah is. So if someone asked me, define the bracha that you're making, Bayom. So if you take the Rabbeinu David's approach, you are reciting a Birchas Hanen in Bayom. That's the goal. The goal is to be Mekadosh, to make a bracha on Yayin, to be kover the Suda on the Yayin. So the shailas to whether you say yatzamotzi in that case or not is the function of the machlokas the Ritva and Rashi. Whether you say yatzamotzi on a birchas hanenin, that's a dovah shalchova. Doesn't come in conjunction with the birchas hamitzvah. But if you follow the first pshat in the Ran, think for a moment. If you follow the first pshat in the Ran, that the kiddush bayom is a zecher to kiddush balayla. If kiddush bayom is a zecher to kiddush balayla, so what's the nature of the bracha that you're reciting here? Is this bracha birchas hanenin? Maybe it's masquerading like a birchas hanenin, but is it really a birchas hanenin? Is that the goal? The goal is to make a birchas hanenin, to be nene from the yayin, to be kaveh the suda la yayin? That's not the goal at all. The goal is to recite a kiddush. It's just Chazal don't want to recite such a lengthy kiddush bayom because it's only with the rabbanan, so they don't create a jealousy over here, right? Not jealousy per se, but right, they don't want to make it seem like a kiddush daraisa because it's not. But really, this bar piagofen that's masquerading like a birchas hanenin is really a brach of kiddush. It's really a birchas hamitzvah. It's really a birchas hamitzvah. It's a zecher to the kiddush balayla. So it's really a birchas hamitzvah. So if it's really a birchas hamitzvah, if we follow the first pshat in Iran, then even the ritva lechora, even the ritva would say that you can use yotza motzi in this case, because the bar piagofen is not a birchas hanenin. The bar piagofen of kiddush bayom is not a birchas hanenin bechlal. Hey, it looks like a birchas hanenin. It functions like a birchas hanenin. It's matir shtia, but it's not really a birchas hanenin. It's a birchas hamitzvah. It's really as a din of a birchas hamitzvah because it has a din of kiddush. So if it has a din of kiddush, we follow the first pshat in the Ran, then everyone would say that you can use the principle of yotza motzi by kiddush bayom. So again, it comes out that there are different ways to explain this machlokas, whether you say yotza motzi by kiddush bayom. There are more svaras to say that yotza motzi can be applied, right? If you the first way that we suggested is that the machlokas is the machlokas the machlokas Rashi and the Ritva, why we can say yotza motzi by bar piagofen of kiddush balayla. Is it because the Barpeg often is the Davar Shebechovah, or is it because it's coming in conjunction with the Berachas HaMitzvah? That was the first approach that we had. So if you take the sheet of the Ritva, that only if the Berachas HaNen is coming in conjunction with the Berachas HaMitzvah, then we say Yatzamotzi. So by Kiddush Bayom, we can't use Yatzamotzi because it's not coming in conjunction with the Berachas HaMitzvah. But then we wanted to suggest that no, maybe this Shaila, right? Maybe the Machlokas where the Yatzamotzi can be applied to Kiddush Bayom is a function of how you understand what Kiddush Bayom is all about. If you understand Kiddush Bayom is to be kover the Suda Layayin, so then perhaps Yatzamotzi should not be able to be applied, according to the Ritva, right? If you take the Ritva, okay, let's say the second approach that everyone holds like the Ritva, and the Shaila as to whether Yatzamotzi applies by Kiddush Bayom is a function of the nature of the Kiddush. That if you assume that Kiddush Bayom is to be kaveh the Suda Layayin, so then this bracha is a Berachas HaNenin that's not coming in conjunction with a Berachas HaMitzvah, and then according to the Ritva, we would not use Yatzamotzi. If you assume, like the first day in the round, that it is a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, so then Kiddush Bayom has a status of Kiddush, that's a status of a Berachas HaMitzvah, even though it's masquerading like a Berachas HaNenin, and then you would be able to use Yatzamotzi even for Kiddush Bayom. L'maisa, we pass like the Ramah, that we do apply Yatzamotzi to Kiddush Bayom. So if a person is in such a situation where someone wants them to make Kiddush for them, it's very common where a husband, you know, goes to a Kiddush early, and he's there, right? He's at the Kiddush right after davening, and then a wife comes later. So the wife doesn't want to have wine or grape juice or whatever. She just doesn't want to drink that, but she wants to be able to eat a little bit at the Kiddush. So she asks her husband to make Kiddush for her. So according to the Ramah, that's mutter. Right, it's totally fine. You can make a bar peg often for your wife, for your sister, whatever, and that's perfectly mutter, because we would say Yatzamotzi, even though all you're doing is making a bar peg often, because we would say Yatzamotzi even in such a circumstance as well. Okay, so these are the four nafkamina that we presented that are hinged, right, that are linked at least a little bit, right? It's not completely mukhach for each of the nafkamina. We discussed different options over here, but these are four possible nafkamina to the shaila as to whether Kiddush Bayom is a zeicha to Kiddush Balayla, it really has a din Kiddush, or it's just to be koveh, the Suda Layayin, it's to make a Berachas HaNenin so that you'll have a chashivas for the Suda. You'll make the Suda into a Suda chashuva. The final issue that I want to discuss with you about Kiddush Bayom is whether you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina Bayom. The question is whether we should start that sugya now, because we only have about 5 to 10 minutes left, and I'm not sure if we're going to finish the whole thing now. I don't want to rush it. So what do you think? Is everyone game to stay until 1? You want to try to finish Chamar Medina too, or should we wait until tomorrow? How many tell me they want to finish today? How many of you want to finish tomorrow? Is there a kapeda you want to finish tomorrow? How many of you want to finish tomorrow? Okay, there's no vote. Does the Zoom chaver want to finish today or tomorrow? You don't speak up too much, Bechla. You want to vote today, tomorrow? Okay, we'll do it today. Okay, let's finish Kiddush Bayom today, so that we can tomorrow we can talk about Kiddush Lamacher. Okay. Okay, so the final important issue about Kiddush Bayom that I want to discuss with you is the question of Chamar Medina. I mean, that's what we're waiting for, right? We're not going to have Chamar Medina today, Chas V'Shalom, but, you know, maybe to have a little schnapps on Shabbos. Okay, so the question of Chamar Medina, making Kiddush on Chamar Medina, is one that's addressed by the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. If you have a Gemara, maybe look on with me. Gemara says like this. Amri le mar yinuka mar kshisha bret rav chista le rav ashi zimna chada ikla amemer la asrin velo havalan chama aysina le shikra velo avdil ubas tovas. Mar yinuka and mar kshisha, the young one and the old one, so they said that once amemer came to our town and there wasn't any wine, we brought him shechar to make havdala, we brought him beer, and he didn't want to do it. Bas tovas, he went to sleep hungry. The Rashbam says lon meuna shelo ochal. He went to sleep hungry. L'mocha tarachna vaisina lechamra. The next day we were able to get him wine. Ve'avdil v'toymidi. And then he made avdola and he ate. Why did he not eat? Because one is not allowed to eat before avdola. As we'll get to him in Tzeshem. L'shana the next year suikla la'asrin. A member came back to town. L'havelan chamra. We didn't have wine. The same story happened. Saisina shichra, and we brought him beer again. So Omar, a member said, Yehochi chamar medina hu. Ah. I see that you guys have beer. That's what you're drinking. That's the wine of the Medina. Beer is the wine of the Medina. That's really the drink of the town. So Avdullah told me there. So he made Avdullah the second year on Shifra because he saw that it was Chamar Medina. And the Gemara says to that, Shema Minat Plas. We see three things. Three things about Havdullah itself. We're not going to get to these three in Yon. The Rashbam just points out that it's interesting that even though there are three in Yon that we learn from this Maisa, the Gemara doesn't say that we see from here that you could be Mavdil on Chamar Medina. The Gemara doesn't mention this aspect, this halacha that you can be mavdil on chamar medina even on sheikhar that's not yayin, because we're not talking about that. We're talking about the seder havdala. We're talking about the fact that you have to be mavdil ala kos even if you're mavdil in tefillah, and the fact that you're not allowed to eat before havdala, and the fact that if you weren't mavdil matzah Shabbos, you can still be mavdil the next day. These are all halachas about the seder havdala, not about what you could be mavdil on. So that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it. But in Achanami, we taka do learn this halacha as well, that you can be mavdil on chamar medina. Inami, or else, the Rashbam says, why doesn't the Gemara say, Shema, you know that you can be mavdil on chamar medina? Milsa de pshitahu, he says. It's another portion that you can be mavdil on chamar medina. De kevan de in yayin achar bi'ir, since there's no other wine in the city, tov lo sheyavdil ala sheikha mishalo yavdil kla. Better that you should be mavdil on sheikha, be mavdil on something. Not just anything, be mavdil on the chamar medina. Because that's the wine of the town. Okay, so that's the first Gemara in that Kozayin. The Gemara seems to conclude that you can be mavdil on chamar medina. And the Gemara says, "Boy minei Rav Chista may Rav Huna mau lekiddushay hashechra." Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, "Can you make kiddush on sheikha?" That's the next shaila we have to address. We talked about havdol on chamar medina. Now we have kiddush on chamar medina. So to make a long story short, he goes back and forth. We don't have time to read the whole thing inside. But basically, he seems to say that you shouldn't. So So he thought that maybe you can't be mekadesh, but you can't make havdala. So amalahu Rav Chista hachi on the Rav k'shem she mekadeshin lav kachin mavdilin alav. So the quote from Rav that you can't be mekadesh on shecher, you can't be mavdil on shecher either. So it seems a little bit strange. Initially, the Gemara seemed to be saying Hamemer was mavdil on Shecha, but then the Gemara quotes Rav Huna, who says that you can't be Mekadesh on Shecha. And then the Gemara has this line that you can't be Mekadesh nor Mavdil on Shecha. So it's a little bit confusing exactly how to paskin, because there are Tzadim Lakan Lakan. In fact, the Gemara later quotes a Braisa that has two days whether you can be Mekadesh on Shecha. There are some that hold that you can even be Mekadesh on Shecha as well. So how do we paskin? So that's where the Rush gets cracking. The Rush over here says, don't bring me a raya. Just because Rav felt that you can't be Mavdil, and you can't be Mekadesh on Shecha, there's no raya that you can't be Mekadesh on Shecha. The Rush writes in Simon Yudzayim, he says, Ein lovi raya mikan de Mekadesh on Shecha, hechad avi chamar medina. The Efshel Amemer, ki echid lo kaim lan kavasei, b'may da omar, ein mavdil in olav, hachinam in bekiddush lo kaim lan kavasei. El kamoshe mavdil in olav, kach Mekadesh on olav. The Rush says, look, we don't paskin like Rav Huna that you can't be mavdil on Shecha. We paskin that you can be mavdil on Shecha. So he paskin, you can't be mavdil on Shecha. Who says Rav is right about Ein Mekadeshin ala Shecha? Maybe just so we don't paskin like him Lagabi Avdola, we don't paskin like him Lagabi Kiddush as well. So the Rush seems to be saying that we do paskin that you can be Mekadesh on Shecha if it is Chamar Medina. That's how the Rush seems to conclude. There are a lot of details over here. But just to streamline the Rush, he seems to be saying that you can be Mekadesh on Shechar as long as it's Chamar Medina. You certainly can be Mavdil on Shechar, just like Amemer did, but you could even be Mekadesh on Shechar as well if it is Chamar Medina against Rav. That's how the Rush seems to be saying. He quotes the Ri, right? The Das Ri is noted that it can be Mekadesh on Shechar if it is Chamar Medina. Now, the question is, what is Chamar Medina? Okay, it's a nice coolie. It can be Mekadesh on Shechar if it is Chamar Medina, but what makes it Chamar Medina? So the Rashbam seems to say that it's Chamar Medina only if Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir Hazos. Now the Gemara about Amemar, where it talks about that you can be Mavdil Chamar Medina, the Rashbam says that Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir Hazos. That's it. There is no wine here. There's no wine in this city. No wine in the city. The only drink is the Sheikhim. That's why it's Chamar Medina. It's the wine of the Medina, because there is no wine here. Yeah. The Magen Avram quotes from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has some shittas that even if the wine is expensive, So you'd rather have something else. It doesn't matter. As long as the wine is there, that's called matzoy. There is wine in the Medina, so then you can't be Makarish on Chamar Medina because it isn't Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, something can only be called Chamar Medina if there's no wine. There's no wine in the city, there's only the Sheikh. That's a tremendous chum. Tremendous chum. It's interesting that the Rosh Paskins that you can be Makarish on Chamar Medina, the Rambam argues, many Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes a whole group of Rishonim who argue with the Rosh who claim that you can't be Makarish on Sheikh. The leader of that pack is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Parak Koftes, Halacha Yudzayin. The Rambam says that you can't be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. You can be Mavdol on Chamar Medina, but you can't be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. Medina Sherov Yena Sheikhah, says the Rambam, Ava Bishupasul Akirish Mutal Havdal Olav Hovu Chamar Medina. The Rambam says that there's a split between Havdal and Kiddush. You can be Mavdol on Chamar Medina, but you can't be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. So it's interesting, the Rambam is Machmir in the shaila of whether you can be Makarish on Chamar Medina, but in his definition of Chamar Medina, he's a big maker. Because the Rambam in his definition of Chamar Medina says that as long as Rov Yena Sheikhar, if Rov of the Yain is Sheikhar, even if you have a lot of wine in that Medina, as long as Rov of the Yain is Sheikhar, that's called Chamar Medina, and you'd be allowed to be Mavdil on that Chamar Medina. So for us, if we're going to paskin like the Rosh, If we would, I haven't said we were going to, but if we would pass them like the Rosh, Lefi the Rambam, there's a big kula in terms of the definition of what is called Chamar Medina. What is called Chamar Medina? So how do we pass them? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Reish Beis, right, it's not Reish Ayin Beis, that's a Simon of Klola. So the Shulchan Aruch is an Ayin Reish Beis, Siftes, he quotes two days. Shulchan Aruch quotes two days, whether you can be Mekadesh on Sheikha v'mokom she'ein Yayin Motzoi. And he's machria, like the Rosh, that at night one should not be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. No. There are two options at night. Either be Mekadesh on Yayin, and if you don't want to be Mekadesh on Yayin, then be Mekadesh on Pas. That's it. You can't be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina at night. It's better to be Mekadesh on Pas. Why not? Because Pas is more choshev than Chamar Medina. So even if there's no Yayin, better to be Mekadesh on Pas at night. The Suda is coming lechvod Shabbos. You could be Mekadesh on the Pas, make a Hamotzi, then say the Birchas Hayom, the Bracha of Kiddush. So it's better to do that at night, says the Rosh. But by day, says the Rosh, it's better to be Mekadesh on the Chamar Medina if you don't have Yayin. Because if you're Mekadesh on Pas, it's not Nikah that you're saying Kiddush. You're going to have to make a Hamotzi anyway. If you say a Bar Per Gofen before the Hamotzi, so it's Nikah that you're making Kiddush by day. But if you're just going to say a Hamotzi before the meal, the Hamotzi is the beginning of the meal. There's no heker that you're saying Kiddush. So says the Rosh, quotes the Shulchan Aruch from the Rosh, right? At night, if you don't have Yayin, better to be Mekadesh on Pas. By day, if you don't have Yayin, better to be Mekadesh on Sheikhar, to make a heker that you're saying Kiddush, rather than being Mekadesh on Pas, even though the Pas is more choshev, better to be Mekadesh on the Chamar Medina. But notice, we're talking about a case where you don't have Yayin in the city, right? If you don't have Yayin, either Bechlal, or if Rov of the drink of the city is the Chamar Medina, so then, by day, you can be Mekadesh on the Chamar Medina. But if you have wine, it seems like one should not be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina Bechlal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that better at night to be Mekadesh either on Yayin or on Pas. Right? Pas if there's no Yayin in the city. But not on Chamar Medina, because there are Rishonim that claim that you should never be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. The Rambam! The Rambam says never be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. The Ritz Geyes and a whole group of Gaonim and Rishonim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, at night one should never be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. Never! By day, if you don't have Yayin in the city, and this is the Chamar Medina, so there's room to be Mekil, that one should be able to be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina, like those Rishonim who are Mekil, but that's only if it really is Chamar Medina. That's only if Rov of the Yayin of the city is Chamar Medina. And maybe even according to some, the Yayin can't be Motzi Bechlal. The Magen Avraham is a big machmer. He says that it has to be that Ein Yayin Motzi in order to be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina. And he says the same is true to be Mekadesh on Yayin Sorof, on Schnapps. It has to be that the Yayin is not Motzi Bechlal. So the Pella is, how is there a minig, Bizman Hazeh? How is there a minig, at least in Europe, there was a minig to be Mekadesh on Shnaps by day? This is not a question that the later, you know, the post-Kim Bizman Hazeh asked. The Bach asked this Kasha. The Magen Avraham quotes a Kasha from the Bach. Then how is it that there's this minig that we're Mekadesh on Chamar Medina, Mekadesh on Yash, he says, and Yayin Sarav, how can it be? How can it be? Hare, there's yayin around. There's yayin. There's wine. It's not chamar medina. Yayin sarf is not chamar medina. So frek the bach. How can we be mekadesh on chamar medina bezman hazeh? How does it work? This is the kasha that all the poskim address. Let's just see the lashon of the Magen Avraham. And Avraham says, "Kosa abach teima lagaone mashahir lefanir kam mashal moreno av shachna." Shall we show them yain bebeisam kitchral ashecha b'shachris b'shabbes chaynagu kol ha'olam? Say everyone does this. How can it be? This is the kash of the Bach. So the Achronim give different answers. You know what? I see that it's going to take some time, and I really don't want to rush it because we have to talk about what the answers of the Achronim are. We have a Taz. We have Chai Adam. We have different answers. And then we have to round out our discussion by talking about what's the amount that you have to drink in order to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. You're going to make Kiddush on Schnapps? So are you going to drink a Revius? Malo Lugmov? Are you going to drink that much Schnapps? I certainly hope not. Right? So if you're not going to drink the proper Shir, so how can you be Yotze Kiddush? You know what? So let's hold the discussion. Okay? Try to finish this packet for tomorrow. And Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up over here, trying to answer this age-old kasha of the Bach. How is it that many, many Hasidim and many non-Hasidim would seem from the Bach that even non-Hasidim, I don't think that the Marshal was a Chassid, right? There are even many non-Hasidim make Kiddush by day on Shabbos with Schnapps. The question is how? If the Yayin Sarov is not rove of the mashke of the Medina, certainly there is plenty of wine around. Why are people not makbid to make Kiddush by day on wine? Okay, stay tuned for tomorrow's conclusion to this discussion. Okay.